Yes, I did.
We are now going to read Travels of a Fox. A fox was digging behind a stump and he found a bumblebee. The fox put the bumblebee in a bag and he traveled. The first house he came to, he went in and said to the mistress of the house, "May I leave my bag here while I go to Squintum's?" "Yes," said the woman. "Then be careful not to open the bag," said the fox. But as soon as the fox was out of sight, the woman took a little peek in the bag, and out flew the bumblebee, and a rooster caught him and ate him up. After a while, the fox came back and took up his bag and saw that his bumblebee was gone, and he said to the woman, "Where is my bumblebee?" And the woman said, "I untied the bag just a little, and the bumblebee flew out, and the rooster ate him up." "Very well," said the fox, "I must have the rooster then." So he caught the rooster and put the rooster in his bag, and he traveled, and he came to a house, and he went in, and he said to the mistress, "May I leave my bag here while I go to Squintum's?" "Yes," said the woman. "Then be careful not to open the bag," said the fox. But as soon as the fox was out of sight, the woman took just a little peep into the bag, and the rooster flew out, and a pig caught him and ate him. After a while, the fox came back, and he took up his bag, and he saw that the rooster was not in it. And he said to the woman, "Where is my rooster?" And the woman said, I untied the bag just a little, and the rooster flew out, and the pig ate him." "Very well," said the fox, "I must have the pig then." So he caught the pig and put the pig in his bag, and he traveled, and he came to a house, and he said to the mistress, "May I leave my bag here while I go to Squintum's?" "Yes," said the woman. "Then be careful not to open the bag," said the fox. But when the fox was out of sight, the woman took just a little peep in the bag, and the fox jumped out, and an ox ate him.
You mean the pig jumped out?
I'm sorry. The pig jumped out, and an ox ate him. After a while, the fox came back, and he took up his bag, and he saw that the pig was gone. And he said to the woman, "Where is my pig?" And the woman said, "I untied the bag just a little, and the pig jumped out, and the ox ate him." "Very well," said the fox, "I must have the ox." So he caught the ox and put the ox in the bag, and he traveled. And he came to a house, and he said to the mistress of the house, "May I leave my bag while I go to Squintum's?" "Yes," said the woman. "Then be careful not to open the bag," said the fox. But as soon as the fox was out of sight, the woman took a little peep in the bag, and the ox got out. The woman's boy chased the ox far away over the fields. After a while, the fox came back, and he took his bag, and he saw that the ox was gone. And he said to the woman, "Where is my ox?" And the woman said, "I untied the string just a little, and the ox got out, and my boy chased him away over the fields." "Very well," said the fox, "I must have the boy then." So he caught the boy and put the boy in his bag, and he traveled. And he came to a house, and he said to the mistress, "May I leave my bag here while I go to Squintum's?" "Yes," said the woman. "Then be careful not to open the bag," said the fox. The woman was making a cake, and her children were around asking for some. "Oh, mother, give me a piece," said one. "Oh, mother, give me a piece," said the others. And the smell of the cake came to the little boy who was in the bag crying. And he heard children asking for the cake, and he said, "Oh, mother, give me a piece." Then the woman opened the bag and took the little boy out, and she put the house dog in the bag in the boy's place. And the little boy stopped crying and ate cake with the others. And after a while, the fox came home, and he took up his bag, and he saw that it was tied fast, and he put it over his shoulder and went back far into the woods. And he sat down and untied the bag to get the little boy out. But things went badly for him. For the little boy was safe in the woman's house, and when he untied the bag, the house dog jumped out and ate him. We will now read Chicken Lickin'. One day, Chicken Lickin' was scratching in the leaves, and an acorn fell from the tree and struck her on the head. "Oh," said Chicken Lickin', "the sky is falling. I must go tell the king." She went along and went along until she met Henny Penny. "Good morning, Chicken Lickin', where are you going?" said Henny Penny. "Oh, Henny Penny, the sky is falling, and I am going to tell the king." "How do you know the sky is falling?" said Henny Penny. "I saw it with my eyes, I heard it with my ears, and a piece fell on my tail," said Chicken Lickin'. "Then I will go with you," said Henny Penny. So they went along and went along until they met Cocky Locky. Good morning, Henny Penny and Chicken Licken, said Cocky Locky. Where are you going? Oh, Cocky Locky, the sky is falling and we are going to tell the king. How do you know the sky is falling? Asked Cocky Locky. Chicken Licken told me, said Henny Penny. I saw it with my own eyes. I heard it with my own ears, and a piece fell on my tail, said Chicken Licken. Then I will go with you, said Cocky Locky, and we will tell the king. So they went along until they met Ducky Daddles. Good morning, Chicken Licken, Henny Penny, and Cocky Locky, said Ducky Daddles. Where are you going? Oh, Ducky Daddles, the sky is falling, and we are going to tell the king. How do you know the sky is falling? Asked Ducky Daddles. Henny Penny told me, said Cocky Locky. Chicken Licken told me, said Henny Penny. I saw it with my own eyes, I heard it with my own ears, and a piece fell on my tail, said Chicken Licken. Then I will go with you, said Ducky Daddles, and we will tell the king. So they went along until they met Goosey Lucy. Good morning, Ducky Daddles, Cocky Locky, Henny Penny, and Chicken Licken, said Goosey Lucy. Where are you going? Oh, Goosey Lucy, the sky is falling, and we are going to tell the king. How do you know the sky is falling? Asked Goosey Lucy. Cocky Locky told me, said Ducky Daddles. Henny Penny told me, said Cocky Locky. Chicken Licken told me, said Henny Penny. I saw it with my own eyes, I heard it with my own ears, and a piece fell on my tail, said Chicken Licken. Then I will go with you, said Goosey Lucy, and we will tell the king. So they went along until they met Turkey Lurkey. Good morning, Goosey Lucy, Ducky Daddles, Cocky Locky, Henny Penny, Chicken Licken, said Turkey Lurkey. Where are you going? Oh, Turkey Lurkey, the sky is falling and we are going to tell the king. How do you know the sky is falling? Asked Turkey Lurkey. Ducky Daddles told me, said Goosey Lucy. Cocky Locky told me, said Ducky Daddles. Henny Penny told me, said Cocky Locky. Chicken Licken told me, said Henny Penny. I saw it with my own eyes, I heard it with my own ears, and a piece fell on my tail, said Chicken Licken. Then I will go with you, said Turkey Lurkey, and we will all tell the king. So they went along until they met Foxy Woxy. And what did Foxy Woxy want to do?
Eat them.
Good morning, Turkey Lurkey, Goosey Lucy, Ducky Daddles, Cocky Locky, Henny Penny, and Chicken Licken, said Foxy Woxy. Where are you going? Oh, Foxy Woxy, the sky is falling, and we are going to tell the king. How do you know the sky is falling? Asked Foxy Woxy. Goosey Lucy told me, said Turkey Lurkey. Ducky Daddles told me, said Goosey Lucy. Cocky Locky told me, said Ducky Daddles. Henny Penny told me, said Cocky Locky. Chicken Licken told me, said Henny Penny. I saw it with my own eyes, I heard it with my own ears, and a piece fell on my tail, said Chicken Licken. Then we will run, and we will run to my den, said Foxy Woxy, and I will tell the king. So they ran to Foxy Woxy's den where they thought they were safe, and the king was never told that the sky was falling. Okay, today we're going to read Little Tuppence. Long ago, an old hen and her little chicken went to the woods. The little chicken was named Tuppence. Scratch, 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 they were busy all day in the leaves finding seeds to eat. Do not eat the big seeds, said the old hen to little Tuppence. They will make you choke. But by and by, little Tuppence found a big seed and ate it. Then little Tuppence began to cough. The old mother hen was frightened. At this, she ran to the spring and she said, "Please, spring, give me some water. Little Tuppence is choking." The spring said, "Give me a cup and I will give you some water." The old hen ran to the oak tree and said, "Please, oak tree, give me a cup. Then the spring will give me some water. Little Tuppence is choking." The oak tree said, "Shake me, then I will give you a cup." The old hen ran to the boy and said, "Please, little boy, shake the oak tree, then the oak tree will give me a cup, and the spring will give me water, for little Tuppence is choking." The little boy said, "Give me some shoes, then I can shake the tree." The old hen ran to the shoemaker and said, "Please, good shoemaker, give me some shoes for the little boy. Then the little boy will shake the oak tree, and the oak tree will give me a cup, and the spring can give me some water. Little Tuppence is choking." The shoemaker said, "Get me some leather and I will make some shoes for the boy." The old hen ran to the cow and said, "Please, cow, give me leather. Then the shoemaker will make shoes for the boy, and the boy can shake the oak tree, and the oak tree will give me a cup, and the spring will give me some water. Little Tuppence is choking." The cow said, "Give me some corn and I will give you some leather." The old hen ran to the farmer and said, "Please, farmer, give me corn for the cow. Then the cow will give me some leather for the shoemaker, and the shoemaker will make shoes for the little boy. And the little boy will shake the oak tree, and the oak tree will give me a cup, and the spring will give me some water. Little Tuppence is choking." The farmer said, "Give me a plow, and then I can give you some corn." And the old hen ran to the blacksmith and said, "Please, good blacksmith, give me a plow for the farmer. Then the farmer will give me some corn for the cow, and the cow will give me some leather for the shoemaker, and the shoemaker will give me some, will make me shoes for the boy, and the little boy will shake the oak tree, and the oak tree will give me a cup, and the spring will give me some water. Little Tuppence is choking." The blacksmith said, "Get me iron, and I can give you a plow." And the hen ran to the dwarfs and asked for some iron for the blacksmith. And when she told her story to the dwarfs and how Little Tuppence was choking, they wanted to help. They went to the cave and brought out some iron for the blacksmith. And the blacksmith made a plow for the farmer, and the farmer gave some corn for the cow, and the cow gave some leather for the shoemaker, and the shoemaker made some shoes for the little boy. And the little boy shook the oak tree, and the oak tree gave a cup, and the spring gave some water, and the old hen brought the water to Little Tuppence, but Little Tuppence was dead.